This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy, who had promised to return Saturday to Cambodia from Paris to mark the country's 66th Independence Day, actually landed in Malaysia on Saturday. But he did not return to Cambodia after months of speculation and escalating tensions there. Rainsy, the acting president of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party, had said that he would return to restore democracy in the country. He had called on Cambodian migrant workers in Thailand to join him during his planned crossing of the border from Thailand to Cambodia. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as the vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of pilgrims Saturday from India's minority Sikh community crossed the international border with Pakistan without a visa for the first time in 72 years to pay homage to one of their holiest shrines. The rare instance of cooperation to facilitate the religious journey comes amid a sharp deterioration in already tense ties between the two nuclear-armed